the president's plans for education.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and we'll start with last night's State of the Union address, one part of it in particular, in which the president said he wants to make preschool available for every child in America.
Every dollar we invest in high-quality early childhood education can save more than $7 later on by boosting graduation rates, reducing teen pregnancy, even reducing violent crime.
Well, for more, let's bring in Marketplace's Amy Scott from our education desk at WYPR in Baltimore. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's start with what the president was just talking about there. Preschoolers, the youngest kids, he says he wants all children to have access to preschool.
That's right. And it's not clear exactly how he would do that. One proposal out there from a group with ties to the administration would match state funding for preschool with federal dollars. And the president did say he wanted to work with states to do this. And it's really about building the workforce of the future. Studies show that kids who go to preschool are more likely to go to college, stay out of jail, and make more money as adults.
And the president also talked about high school as part of his education plan. What does he want to do there?
Right. Well, the Obama administration is fond of contests for federal education funding, with Race to the Top being the big one. Last night, he announced a new competition to redesign American high schools to prepare students for the high-tech economy. That means having more classes focused on science, technology, engineering, and math, and rewarding schools that form partnerships with employers and colleges.
And how about college, Amy? The president talked about making college affordable, even getting colleges to make themselves more affordable in order to get more federal funding.
Right. Again, using federal dollars as an incentive, colleges would have to meet some kind of affordability and value measures to qualify for financial aid from the federal government. And today, the administration is also unveiling its new college scorecard, which will allow parents and students to compare schools on things like price and graduation rates.
Marketplace's education reporter Amy Scott. Thanks, Amy.
You're welcome.